here's a story from The World.
Not so long ago, Australia seemed to be a model for keeping the pandemic at bay. Now about half of Australia is under lockdown. As the highly contagious Delta variant spreads, the state of New South Wales, which includes Sydney, is being hit especially hard. That did not stop thousands of people on Saturday from protesting the lockdown restrictions, and now there's concern that those protests could trigger an even longer lockdown. If there's one group of people for whom lockdowns are especially hard, it's singles, people who live alone without a partner. In Australia, the only visitors singles are allowed are so-called intimate partners. Australian playwright and journalist Melanie Tate has written about the life of singles right now in Sydney. That's where she joins us from. It is challenging, Melanie, to go through lockdowns alone, but can I just ask you what you make of thousands of people protesting lockdowns and running the risk of extending them, making life even more miserable for people like you?
Marco, it was so disappointing to see. It was absolutely perplexing, and it was also really surprising. I mean, I didn't know that there was such a groundswell here in this country against restrictions. I mean, I knew that people were upset about them, but most of us are upset about them and then subsequently playing by the rules because we kind of know that we have to in order to get out of this. And so it was a real surprise to see so many people take to the streets and, you know, flout all of the rules. They weren't in masks. They were doing nothing to protect themselves and the rest of, you know, their fellow citizens. It was so upsetting and disappointing.
If we can, let's talk about your own world, Melanie. You're single. Mm-hmm. You've written about your current situation. If I may be so bold, who is allowed to visit you under current lockdown rules in Australia?
No one is allowed to visit me, not a single person. I can have visitors on under two sort of regulations. I would be allowed to have a visitor if I had an intimate partner, so if I had a sexual partner. The only other time I would be allowed to be visit is if I was in danger in some way and somebody was coming to visit me for compassionate reasons or because my health was in danger. But aside from that, because I don't have an intimate partner, no one is allowed to visit.
What about a family or a relative?
No, that's something that the government is really coming down hard on because the reality of the Delta variant, particularly in New South Wales, is that it's been spreading a lot among families, particularly big families, you know, who are socializing or one person is dropping in and visiting a big family and then they infect everybody. Yeah, we're absolutely not allowed to have family members visit.
So I don't want to pry into your own life, but maybe you can just give us generally a sense of anybody you know who's single who's had a visit like that?
I've heard, you know, jokes and anecdotes about people, you know, trying to hook up with others on the apps, you know, on the dating apps so that they can alleviate a bit of the loneliness. But certainly I haven't heard of that through any of my single friends who aren't dating. Everybody's a little bit too scared to be allowing somebody into their life that they don't know. But certainly, Marco, what's really extraordinary about the way the rules are set here is that that would be legal. I mean, if I started dating somebody on the apps and then decided to bring that into real life and make that an intimate relationship, I would be allowed to do that. Yet I'm not allowed to have my sister over who's been in my life my whole life or my best friend who I've known for 20 years, you know? It's really extraordinary.
Melanie, how would your life be different if the single social bubble in New South Wales was widened to include visits by friends and family?
Look, I would love it, Marco, if it was similar to what's already going on in another state in Australia, Victoria, and also in another state, South Australia. So how it works is that single people are allowed to nominate one other single person and you decide together that you'll be what's called a single social bubble. I would select my sister and what we would do is we would, after a work day, one of us would go to the other one's house and maybe cook dinner and hang out and watch TV and then go home. The mental health of people who live solo is really at risk. And that's something that we don't want to be paying for down the track, you know, if it's an easy fix now.
Melanie, how long have you been in lockdown? And what is the hardest part of living solo for you right now?
So we've been in lockdown, I think, 4 or 5 weeks now. You know, Marco, I usually have a very, very social life. You know, I'm 41 and I make sure that I've got a really busy social life. I'm always out at the theatre or at the cinema or with friends for dinner or coffees and things like that. So I've missed that. But I actually really miss, I have a little niece and nephew who live 7 minutes drive away from me, you know, just a couple of kilometers away. And I usually see them every day and watch them grow. And so I guess that's what I miss the most is, you know, the relationship aspect of our lives. I'm really missing face-to-face, just hanging out with somebody and not doing anything. I know that sounds really boring. It's not so much the kind of crazy fun socializing. It's the just being around people that I'm really missing.
Like normal times.
Yeah, exactly.
Melanie Tate is an Australian journalist and playwright. Melanie, thank you very much. Take care.
Marco, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.